其实刚刚我们这么做呢，也会是在我们今天的讲题里头，普贤菩萨十大行愿里头，刚刚这么做也是其中的一个大愿，蛮重要的。我们对一个法的学习，佛法的学习，我们要有一颗尊敬的心，敬法的心，这种态度来学习会是最好的。
So, the verses we just chanted, it's actually related to today's topic. Today we're gonna, talk about 10 great vows and conduct, and, this attitude of having respect for Buddha Dharma is part of the vows.
好，那问诸位菩萨，学佛学很久了，对不对？
So you guys have been learning about Buddha Dharma for a long time, right?
对，那你们觉得学佛里面什么蛮不容易的？
What do you think is very difficult?
比较不容易的。
At times it is difficult, and especially when you're starting out. But over time, if you just, the practice is here, the practice is well thought out.If you just try to follow the, you know, the basic ideas that are presented about how to practice, it gets easier. And eventually you'll start to really like it. And, it really does get easier. So.
谢谢。
那我们的菩萨分享说，就一开始你会觉得佛法学佛很难，是因为你会觉得生活的方方面面你都会要做出改变。那我们的菩萨就分享说，如果你从最基本的最基础的开始做起，你会慢慢的喜欢这件事，然后会做得越来越好。
所以我们今天呢会讲到这个普贤菩萨十大行愿，其实我们在修行的过程中，这个愿和行呢，这两个是什么？影响我们学佛的成佛之道，齁。那愿呢，就代表是一个什么？方向性的。我们知道要往哪个方向去，有一个决心、愿力往那个方向去。那行呢也很重要，方向有了方向不会走偏迷路，可是有了方向可是都不愿意去行动的话，会达到目的地吗？不会，所以如果只有愿没有行叫空愿嘛。那如果你很精进可是方向是偏的，也会走错方向，也到不了目标。所以这两个就像这个鸟的翅膀一样，两只翅膀都要同时有，才能够最后达成目标。所以愿和行非常重要。
So today our topic is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 Great Vows and Conduct. And, So there are two aspects we talk about today. One is vow and the other aspect is conduct. Vow provides a direction for us. You want to be on the right direction when you set out to learn about Buddhism. While conduct is also important, it is once you have the direction, how do you get there? You need to practice. That's the conduct portion. Without conduct, your vow is just some empty wish. But without vow, your conduct might go in the wrong direction. So these two are like the wings of the bird, and you need to have both to reach your goal about learning Buddhism.
好，大家有想过我们学佛的方向要达成什么目标？有没有想过？学佛最终为了要做什么？好，有人讲成佛。好，那请问诸位菩萨，我们来学佛有很多不同的目标，有些人来学佛是希望怎么样？我家庭美满，事业顺利， 生活物资都没有缺乏，各方面很顺利。这个比较是追求的是这一辈子的，对不对？现世的利益。但是有人又更远一点，目标会定更远一点，觉得说，哎，我不止这一辈子。有些人学佛可能还会想到，除了这一辈子，我希望下一辈子比这一辈子怎么样？好，是不是？好，那再更远的话，就会最后是什么？我不管多久，我都要走这一条路，直到成佛。好，这个是目标不一样。那我不知道诸位菩萨的目标在哪里，这个很重要哦。
So what is your goal of practice? Some Bodhisattva share they want to attain Buddhahood. Some of us, we come here and practice Buddhism because we wish to have nice family relationships, we wish to attain our career goals, and we wish to have a smooth life. So these goals are related to this life. Some people have slightly furthered their goals. They want next life to be better than this life. And some people, their goal is no matter how long my life goes on, I want to, you know, learn about Buddhism continuously. So our goal of practicing is actually very significant for us.
好，如果我们的目标一开始就定的是大方向最远的那个目标的话呢，就是你最远的目标，最大的目标，其实都会涵盖前两个目标，就是我们为了成佛之道好好的修行的话，其实修行的利益当然包含现身的利益和未来生的利益都包含在内了，所以一开始这个目标就要去定下来，会影响我们走多远。
So your goal impact how far you go, and 法师 share that ifIn the beginning, you reach for the furthest goal, the biggest goal of attaining Buddhahood. Its benefit will cover this life and your future lives. So, so how we start out and set our goals will impact how far we go.
好，所以我们都知道，这个佛菩萨可以成佛，前提都是他们曾经发下了什么大愿哦，每一尊佛菩萨都是这样的。所以我们今天要来学佛，学佛菩萨第一个要学什么？学发愿，对的，很重要。大家都很知道这个地藏王菩萨什么愿？地狱不空，誓不成佛嘛，齁。那阿弥陀佛有没有发愿？48大愿，是不是？好，那药师佛有没有发愿？发多少愿？12大愿，对呀。所以诸佛菩萨都有发大愿。那我们今天要学习的是普贤菩萨。普贤菩萨有没有发愿？有没有？发了多少愿？十大愿，是的。
So, when we talk about Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, if we examine the sutra, we will find that before they attain great Buddhahood, they all make great vows. And the first step about practicing Buddhism is to learn from them and to start making great vows. For example, If we examine sutras, the earth storage bodhisattva, he made a great vow that as long as the hell realm is not empty, he won't become a Buddha. And Amitabha Buddha, if you read the sutra, he made 48 great vows. Similarly, Madhyam Buddha made 12 great vows. Today, we talk about Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. In Chinese, it's Puxian Pusa. And he made 10 great vows. So for us, the first step of practicing is to learning from these bodhisattvas and start making great vows.
好，当然，大家会知道普贤菩萨叫十大行愿哈。这个我们如果照这样修行的话，这个在《四十华严经》里头有讲到，如果要成就佛的功德，一定要修这十种广大行愿。
So, in the Flower Adornment Sutra, Chapter 40, the Buddha mentioned, to attain Buddha's virtues and attainment, one should follow the 10 great vows and conduct.
而且呢，这个十大愿呢，哈，是所有愿行里头叫十大愿王嘛，称王的话，就是代表怎么样，其他不能比，就是说它是可以让我们很快的可以证得菩提，成就佛道，所以它的功德很大，只有佛能够知道。所以如果我们，也就是说我们学佛人必须应该学习这个普贤菩萨的十大愿。
SoThe 10 great vows and practice, it's considered the Dharma king of all vows and conducts. So it's the king means any other vows cannot surpass these 10. And it is also a shortcut to attaining Buddhahood. The greatness of its benefit and virtue can only be known by Buddhas. So as beginning practitioners, we have to follow and learn about these 10 vows.
好，请问一下，在座菩萨以前就有送十大愿王的有没有？有，好，早晚课，好，对，其实普贤菩萨跟我们很有关系，就是在我们的早晚课里头都有普贤菩萨的指导，佛法的指导。早课呢一定会念十大愿王，而且另外一个偈子也是，就是四生九有同登华藏玄门，八难三途什么共入毗卢性海。也就是普贤菩萨早上就希望我们发愿十大愿，而且他这个普贤菩萨希望一切众生都能成佛的意思，华藏世界毗卢性海就是成就佛道的意思，一大早就是做这件事。那晚课晚上有我们会送啊，谨重进也是普贤菩萨，普贤菩萨跟我们很密切，不只是谨重记哈，还有什么？八十八忏悔文里头有十六个偈子是出自普贤行愿品，所以这个普贤菩萨跟我们关系很密切。
So have any of you incorporated the 10 great vows in your practice?So, some Bodhisattva shared that they chant the 10 great vows in their morning chanting. Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, he's deeply rooted and related to this Chan Buddhism. In the traditional morning chanting, we will chant about the 10 great vows. And there are two other verses in the morning chanting where he encouraged us to set out to attain Buddhahood and get on the Buddha path very early in the morning. And in the evening, we have about 16 verses from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's teachings. So he's very deeply related to Chan Buddhism practice.
好，大家知道普贤菩萨十大愿出自哪里吗？好，的确，这个十大愿呢，出自《大方广佛华严经》里头的一品普贤行愿品，当然也不能单说一品了哈。这个普贤行愿品，如果是这个叫品题，那它可以单独出来独行一本独行经，就像《法华经》有什么普门品单独被流通，这个普贤菩萨这个普贤行愿品也是可以单独。一本经来流通，那是来自普贤行愿品，那十大愿王又是普贤行愿品里头的，所以简单讲，十大愿王是这个华严经的核心的核心，就是最重要的地方。
So where does this 10 great vows come from? They come from Flower Adornment Sutra and the chapter 40, which is the chapter of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great vows and practice. It can also be published at as the separate the chapter can be also published as an independent book by itself, just like how in Lotus Sutra, the Universal Dhamma Door chapter can be published independent by itself. And within that chapter, we have the Dharma King of 10 Great Vows.
好，所以这个普贤十大愿王哈，就真的是十大愿最尊贵，所以被称为普贤愿王。
So, among all vows of Bodhisattvas, the most noble is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 great vows. So it is called the Dharma King of vows.
好，接下来呢，哈，我们可以来学习。这个十大愿到底有哪些内容呢？
So now we want to learn about what exactly is the content of these 10 great vows.
首先呢，还是要先介绍一下普贤菩萨哈。为什么叫普贤菩萨？
Okay.
普贤菩萨为什么叫普？普代表的意思就是普遍的意思，就是普贤菩萨，我们常称普贤菩萨称大恨普贤菩萨，为什么？他这个行动力是最强的，所以叫大恨嘛。我们知道观世音菩萨叫什么？大悲观世音菩萨，他们有各自突出的这个德号，哦，特别强调这个部分。那普贤菩萨普就是说他的行动力最强，所以任何地方呢都是他行菩萨道的地方，所以他的行动力遍法界的意思，无处不在。那贤呢就代表说普贤菩萨跟这个佛很接近的，差一位，说位置很接近。普贤菩萨叫大菩萨，是等觉位的菩萨，就是跟佛很近了，所以他是大菩萨，这个就是普贤菩萨。
So I want to start by explaining a little bit about Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's naming. So the Sanskrit is the common translation in English of the Sanskrit is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. And in Chinese, it's two characters. It's 普贤菩萨. And So, pu basically means universal. And xian can mean worthy or virtuous. And so, so here we, when we talk up, for example, when we talk about Guanyin or Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva, we emphasize that this Guanyin has great compassion, versus for Puxian Pusa or Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, we emphasize that he has great conduct and great practice. He is universal. He's in all the these different Dharma realms to deliver sentient beings and practice his great vows and conduct. So, so this is universal, the first word, pu. And the second word, xian, which means worthy or merits or virtues, it means that he is, his attainment is very close to Buddha's attainment. He's very virtuous and he's enlightened, and his attainment is very close to that of Buddha's.
好，接下来我们来看第一大愿，是什么愿？礼敬诸佛的愿。
So the first vow is the great vow is the vow to respect all Buddhas.
好，我们待会呢，我们先念每一个大愿都一样，我们先念一遍中文的，然后再念一遍英文的寄送。我们来知道一下学习普贤菩萨怎么来修这 十大愿。好，请合掌，我们先念中文的。
So we will chant the Chinese verses first, and then we will chant the English verses.
好，大家一起念哦。所有十方世界中，三世一切人师子，我以清净身语意，一切遍礼尽无余，普贤行愿威神力，普现一切如来前，一生复现刹尘身，一一遍礼刹尘佛。好，接下来是英文的部分。
We chant the English verses also. Before the lions among men throughout the worlds of the ten directions,in the past, in the present, and also in the future, with body, words, and mind entirely pure, I bow before them all, omitting none, with the awesome spiritual power of Samantabhadra's vows, I vow at the same time before every thus come one,and in transformed bodies, as numerous as motes of dust in all lands, bow to Buddhas as numerous as motes of dust in all lands.
好，请放掌。好，这个是普贤菩萨怎么来修礼敬诸佛。大家有看到这个偈子吗？人狮子代表的是佛的意思，人中狮子。所以普贤菩萨是礼十方世界的佛哦。十方世界，十方大家知道哪十方吗？东西南北东南，就是一个米字形方向，在上下，哦，这是十方。就所以十方的诸佛都以怎么样来礼佛呢？第二句告诉我们要用清净的什么身与意，我们要有恭敬的心，身体在礼拜，什么意念是想着佛，然后呢口在赞叹，哦，这个就是普贤菩萨怎么礼佛。还有呢还要学习一个点，大家会不会想这么多佛我只有一个怎么礼？这个是普贤菩萨，这个华严经是什么大菩萨的境界，大菩萨心量很大，因为他没有我执，所以他不会只有说这个是我在礼佛哈，他没有这个去没有我执了之后，他怎么样可以骗一切处，这是大菩萨。 所以我们要学习普贤菩萨礼佛的话呢，就要怎么样？要深深的相信十方诸佛现在我前面，而且我不是只有一个身体。大家有看到最后一句偈子吗？一身复现刹尘身，刹尘就是像围城这么多的身体，就是有多少佛，每一个佛面前都有一个普贤菩萨在什么礼拜，这是普贤菩萨这样来修礼拜、哦、就是只要有佛的地方都有一个普贤菩萨分身都在礼佛。那我们也可以练习普贤菩萨的礼佛，就是观想，你要相信这个十方诸佛就在我们面前，然后我们同时在礼十方佛，所以是普贤菩萨心量大，所以他可以这样礼佛。我们也可以学习用观想的。
So this verse describes how Samantabhadra Bodhisattva practice respect all Buddhas. So lions among men is another name for Buddha. It basically means Buddha stand out among men. So he's like lions among men. And not just one Buddha, but all the Buddhas of the 10 directions. And how do you pay respect to all these Buddhas? You pay respect with pureness in your body, mind, and words. So your mind is pure and you speak words that praising the Buddha, and you're bowing to the Buddhas with your body. And now another question comes. There are so many Buddhas. Well, there's only one of me. What should I do? So for Bodhisattvas that attain Buddhahood, they have no sense of self. They have no attachment of self. So they will be able to be universally present. So what we can do is, as beginning practitioners, is we learn from this method. We have the deep faith that all the Buddhas from all 10 directions are in front of us. And we practice that we pay respect and we bow to them.
好，刚只有讲十方，对不对？其实不止十方佛，还要包括三世的佛，过去、现在、未来的佛，通通都礼拜。那谁是未来佛呢？啊？每个人都是不是未来佛？所以普贤菩萨礼敬的对象多不多？哦，遍一切处，可以这样说。
So now we used to just talk about the Buddhas of 10 directions, but in the verses it also contained the Buddhas in the past, in the present, and also in the future. Who are the Buddhas in the future?All the sentient beings. So, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva is respecting the future Buddhas. So he's respecting all sentient beings. That is how vast his the amount he's paying respect to.
好，所以大家觉得这个礼敬最重要的在哪里？礼敬的意义最重点在哪个地方？礼敬，礼和敬，大家觉得哪个比较重要？哪个比较重要？礼敬两个啊，重点在哪里？在敬，为什么？对的，一定是你有相信，就 就像我们相信佛菩萨这个的恨值得我们学习，你才会有敬意，才会发出行动跟他学习。所以这个敬一定包含信，没错。所以这个礼呢，重点在这个尊敬跟尊重，这个是最核心的。因为有些时候我们可不可以 外表装得很有礼，可不可以内心不一定是这样，是不是会这样？所以最重要的是在这个敬这个部分。
So what's the significance of respect? Or if we look deeper into the Chinese words, it can be also be translated into cordially or politely respect. So the emphasis here is not the polite or the cordial, it's the respect. Because the respect contains your faith, your belief. Sometimes we can be like polite and cordial to people, but don't really mean it. Versus respect means you have that ultimate faith. So that's the emphasis, the significance.
好，我们讲一个例子哈，大家就可以知道，在这个《六祖坛经》里面有提到哈，有一个出家众呢，名字叫法达。那他七岁就出家了，而且几乎天天都诵《法华经》。那他就有一天就来到六祖慧能大师那边，要顶礼祖师。可是他在顶礼的时候呢，头根本不碰地的。好，大家可以想象那个画面啊齁。然后这个慧能大师一看到这个出家众年纪轻轻的，然后他就怎么样给他指导一下，怎么他就讲了，慧能大师就讲，不是这个出家众法达就跟慧能大师说，我呢已经念法华经念了3000部了。好，然后这个大家想哈，那慧能大师听到了之后就怎么样，就知道，好，然后就要机会教育啊，好，这个年轻人。然后他就说，慧能大师就说，如果你呢今天念到10000部《法华经》，而且呢你都了解经典在说什么的时候呢，而且你有个态度，你没有觉得我自己了不起的时候，到这个程度，你差不多跟我差不多。好，这是慧能大师的回答。然后这个法达这个出家众就说，不是，慧能大师就说，到那时候跟我差不多，而且怎么样，不觉得了不起，才跟我差不多。但是今天你的行为举止是怎么样？是什么态度？好，要礼拜又头不碰地，那干脆别礼了。好，这个慧能大师就说，你礼佛呢，这样的心态干脆别礼了。好，所以呢他就说，你今天修行违背了什么？修行真实的意涵，就是你今天的行为举止，然后重点都不知道自己有没有什么过失，这个是慧能大师跟他讲的。
So an example Fashi shared is in a platform sutra. There's this monastic Fada, he's been learning about Buddhism and practicing since he was 7, and he's been reading about Lotus Sutra. And he went to visit Master Huinen, and he tried to, you know, prostrate to Master Huinen, but his head doesn't touch the floor at all. And, you know, he asked for guidance from Master Huinen. And he told Master Huinen, you know, I've chanted the Lotus Sutra 3,000 times. So Master Huinen looks at this young man and he told Fada, if you could chant 10,000 times the Lotus Sutra and be clear what the sutra is talking about, and you don't have this arrogance in your mind, then you're almost equal to me. But your behavior today, you might as well not prostrate. You don't know the true meaning of practice. So here we see that this young man, he doesn't know the significance of the true meaning of practice is to have faith, to have respect in your mind.
所以第一步要知道自己有什么，他会讲慧能大师说要知道自己有过失，就是自己的心态有没有哪边不对。如果我们有觉照力反省的话，这个人还会这么骄傲吗？会不会？如果有觉照的话，但是很难哦，是不是？诸位菩萨，如果你们修行各方面都很精进，不管是诵经拜佛或来听闻佛法，都比别人精进，这时候你千万就要把这个公案拿来怎么样摆在心上，自己会不会有一天变成这样？这个公案其实也是我们学习的一个很好的对象。
So Master Huinen emphasized that you need to be aware, be mindful what your faults are. The true practitioner is very aware and mindful of what their faults are. And so for us practitioners, it is very important if you feel you're being very diligent, you're chanting more than other people, it's might worth it if you take a look at this cone, this story. Don't become like this and be very aware and mindful of being arrogant.
所以慧能大师最后就告诉了这个法达法师哈，说这个顶礼是为了折服我慢哈，所以如果我们有我执我慢的话呢，势必会造了很多的不善业。那只要不执着自己诵经的功德的话，才会招感无量无边的福报。这是慧能大师的指导。
So in the end, Master Huinen told this Dharma teacher Fada that the true meaning of prostrating is to eliminate your self-arrogance, your attachment to yourself. Because if you have this attachment to yourself, this arrogance that I practice so much, then you will accumulate a lot of vice karma or actions. So we have to be not attached to all the virtue and blessings we accumulate while we chant or while we practice. Then we will be able to get the benefit of these practice that we did.
所以呢，这个礼敬诸佛呢，可以得到什么果报呢？至少会除我慢的障碍，还有得尊众生，又能够得到别人的尽信，这个是礼敬诸佛，自然会有这些。因为一个谦虚愿意尊重别人的人呢，种这个因当然会有这个果报，这很自然的。
So, what's the benefit? What's the effect of respecting all Buddhas?It will help eliminate arrogance. You will attain respectful bearing and manner of kindness and sincerity. Because when you're very humble and have faith, it is very natural that you will attain these effects.
好，接下来我们讲讲一般人对我们礼佛呢有一些错误的见解，认为学佛的人呢，把这个 木头啊石头雕塑的泥像等等作为崇拜的偶像。
So now we want to talk about a common misconception about Buddhists respecting Buddhas. So people tend to think that Buddhists use statues made from wood or stone or clay as idol for worship. So you're worshiping some kind of idol.
好，那大家觉得我们拜佛是不是在偶像崇拜啊？是不是？有人点头呢，哈，点头还摇头，是不是？还不肯定呢，是不是？那是为了什么？为了什么？为什么我们要礼佛？它是木头做的，石头做的，为什么我们要礼佛？就是把佛，它是一个代表，让我们想到佛陀的什么德恨，然后跟他们提醒我们学习这样子。好，这个当然不是偶像崇拜咯，对不对？以一般来讲，世间法来讲，看到国旗都还会什么敬礼，对不对？那国旗什么做的？布做的，那为什么要跟国旗敬礼？对，代表国家，所以这些佛像也是代表佛，它并不是佛，只是一个表征，但是却是我们怎么样很好的学习。
So, to address this common misconception, so we're not, worshipping any idols. So the meaning is to express our gratitude for Buddha. And so in real world, if we see our national flag, we pay respect to the flag. The flag is made of cloth, but what does it represent? It represents our country. Similarly, these statues, they represent Buddha's great conduct, Buddha's great vows, and we want to learn from them.
好，所以这个礼佛呢，是为了表达对佛陀的追思跟感恩，感恩佛陀说法，让我们可以学习。好，还有呢，仰慕佛陀的慈悲和智慧，最后我们希望见贤思齐也能够成就佛道。
So that's why we pay respect to Buddhas because we want to express our gratitude for Buddha and also we want to express our admiration for Buddha's compassion and wisdom and hope we can learn from him and be enlightened just like him.
所以这个普贤菩萨礼敬诸佛不是只有礼敬已经成佛的佛，也礼敬未来佛，所以我们就要学习普贤菩萨这种礼敬法门，在我们日常生活中就要怎么对一切人都要怎么尊重尊敬，然后让别人欢喜，这就是我们可以做到的。
SoWhen we say we respect all Buddhas, we not just respect the enlightened Buddhas. At the same time, we respect all sentient beings who will become future Buddhas. We learn to apply this Dharma door method to respect into our daily life. Then we will be able to respect all sentient beings and make them happy.
好，接下来我们来看第二大愿，是称赞如来。
So the second great vow is to praise Tathagata, praise the Buddha.
好，请合掌。于意尘中陈述佛， 各处菩萨众会中，无尽法界尘亦然，深信诸佛皆充满，各以一切音声喊，普出无尽妙言辞，尽于未来一切劫，赞佛甚深功德海。好，英文的。
In every mote of dust, there are Buddhas as numerous as motes of dust, each dwelling amid a host of bodhisattvas. Throughout all the motes of dust in endless Dharma realms, it is the same. I deeply believe they all are filled with Buddhas, with oceans of myriad sounds. I let fall everywhere.Words and phrases, wonderful and endless, which now and through all the eons of the future, praise the wide deep sea of the Buddha's merits and virtue.
好，这一愿称赞如来也是一样的，大家有看到吗？一定要先相信，深信诸佛皆充满，佛无所不在。很多佛，而且呢，普贤菩萨可以把用一切的音声，包括语言表达的声音的，都可以无量无边的来赞叹诸佛的功德。这个华严的世界心量很广大，连佛的功德都像海一样，非常的怎么样广大的功德，所以形容。佛的功德叫功德海，然后大家前面是音声海，有没有？就是非常广大的心量来修这个称赞如来，哈，这个是很重要的。
So, in this verse of praise Tathagata or praise the Shikamoni Buddha, here again we emphasize the importance of belief or faith. Here we see the verses like, I deeply believe they all are filled with Buddhas. So we can see that Samantabhadra Buddha's mind is very tolerant. It contains a vast amount ofthings. So in his mind, the Buddha's virtue and merits are like wide and deep seas, and different sounds like human words or other sounds, they are also like oceans. So we can see that his mind is very large and grand and encompassing.
好，大家觉得这个称赞容不容易修？称赞别人容不容易修？啊？容易的请举手。啊，好，再问一个，如果你遇到你不喜欢的人，容不容易呢？再问一下，容不容易？不容易的原因在哪里？有分别心，好，所以普贤菩萨的法门很好用，对不对？每一句都可以让我们学很多的，每一个愿哈。我们为什么不能称赞别人？主要我们有什么心？大家想有什么心？我执我慢。最常见的其实是什么？嫉妒心，就是别人比我们好的时候，我们见不得别人好，所以很难称赞。这个是很容易的，是不是？比如说女众最常遇到的，如果有人长得比你漂亮的时候，会怎么样？怎么会怎样？那大家有修啦，不然有的通常都会觉得说，他可能是怎么样，
美容的
或干嘛的，就是说，或者这个女众明明每样都长得很庄严，可是你偏偏就要在里头挑什么毛病，会不会有这个心？对 啊，男众我就不知道，男众比较会嫉妒什么，我就不知道。啊，好，也许就是在事业上的，对不对？如果对面的生意怎么样都做得比你好，然后对面的生意都是什么人来人往，可是你这边的生意都是什么门可罗雀，那你会什么心呢？好。
So, 法师 asked, is it easy to praise someone else? Is it easy for you to praise someone else? Raise your hand if it's easy for you to praise someone else. What about the second one is it easy to praise someone you dislike? Raise your hand if it's easy for you to praise.
I think it's not too hard to praise certain qualities of a person that you don't really like as a person all that much. Like, say there's a guy who's a really great tennis player, but every time you have lunch with him, he's just a jerk, right? But you could still say, well, he's a really great tennis player. You could do that, you know.
是的，所以如果呢，我们要学习把人的怎么样，要去看别人的什么优点长处。
So, 我们这一位菩萨分享说，你还是可以表扬其他人，因为就算你不喜欢他们，但是每个人身上还是有不同的优点，然后你可以表扬他们的优点。So our Dhamma teacher mentioned that, so we can see that his vows are very easy applicable in daily life. You can just go out and praise someone and you're practicing these vows. So it is, for some of us, it is not easy for us to truly, sincerely to praise someone we dislike because we have this mind of keep differentiating between things and discriminating between, labeling different things because we have this idea, this attachment to self. And another common quality that we have is this jealousy and arrogance. An example is, some of our lady bodhisattvas, sometimes if they see other lady who are prettier, they might say, oh, she might go through plastic surgery, or even if everything like their eyes and nose, everything on their nose is beautiful, they will try to pick, nitpicking somewhat. And maybe some of our male bodhisattvas, they're jealous about others' career. Maybe the other, their competitor have, busy business, they have a lot of clients versus for us, we don't have a lot of clients. So these are all common daily life examples that we might have this attachment to self and keep labeling things and feel jealousy.
好，所以这个很重要哈，所以我们要多学什么？称赞，所以称赞如来哈，第二个大愿。那一般来讲，称赞如来就是如来的名号和功德都可以称赞。
So it is very important in order to eliminate this jealousy, we start praising. And we start by praising Tathagata, the Shikamoni Buddha. We can praise his names or praise his virtue.
好，那如来的功德呢，简单讲就是三德二利，断德、智德、恩德。断就是断烦恼、正涅槃这种德，还有呢有智慧的德，还有呢对众生有什么恩德，就是佛说法让我们也跟着学习佛法，最终能够 成佛，这是恩德的部分。那恶力就是自利利他，自觉觉他。
So what are some virtues of Tathagata, of Shikyamuni Buddha? So the common ones are the three virtues, the virtue of cutting off vexations, the second is the virtue of wisdom, and third is the virtue of grace, the virtue of grace and kindness to all sentient beings.Another virtue is the... So these are the three common virtues. And there are two benefits. Benefit of Buddha. One is benefit self, and the other one is benefit others. He is self-enlightened, and he also tried to deliver and enlighten others.
好。那称赞如来呢，可以得到什么果报呢？就可以除恶口障，就是有人喜欢都什么骂别人啊等等，这种障碍不会发生，而且会得到什么辩才，就是口才各方面都很好，辩才智慧都具足。
So what are some effects of praising Tathagata? First is you won't have vice words or loathing words and blame others. And the second, you will gain talent in being eloquent, talent in arguments.
好，接下来我们来第三大愿是广修供养。
The third great vow is make offerings extensively.
好，请合掌。
Please join your palms.
以诸最胜妙花曼，祭月涂香及伞盖，如是最胜庄严具。我以供养诸如来，最胜衣服，最胜香。墨香、烧香与灯烛，一一皆如妙高具。我悉供养诸如来，我以广大圣解心，深信一切三世佛，悉以普贤行愿力，普遍供养诸如来。 好，英文的部分。
Flower garlands supreme and wonderful.Music, perfumes, parasols and canopies, and other decorations rich and rare, I offer up to every thus come one. Fine clothing, superior incense, powdered and burning incense, lamps and candles, each one heaped as high as Mountain Sumeru, I offer fully to all Tathagatas.With a vast, great, supremely liberated mind, I believe in all Buddhas of the three periods of time. With the strength of universal worthy's conduct and vows, I make offerings to all thus come one everywhere.
好，这个就告诉我们，只要所有拥有的最好的东西都可以供养什么？都可以修供养，好，这只是举例的，像花啊，还有什么音乐也可以，还有呢，涂的香、香水、香油，还有呢，伞盖都是庄严具，只要觉得庄严的东西都可以供养佛，好，衣服也可以哦，好，灯或烛等等。那普贤菩萨呢是？大家有看到又很重要了，深信一切三世佛，大家能想象吗？普贤菩萨是心量是所有十方三世的佛同时现前，然后都做供养，大家可以想象到吗？所以这是普贤菩萨的那个什么供养的心广大吗？很大哦，都是通通都要供养到。这是普贤菩萨了。
So, when we make offerings, anything that's precious, that's good, that's nice to us, like flowers, music, anything that we feel is dignified, nice clothing, lights, candles. We can all use these to make offerings. And here again, we see how Samantabhadra Buddha's mind is so vast. He has deep belief in all Buddhas of three periods of time.
好，大家想想，佛需要我们供养吗？佛有没有需要我们供养？没有，为什么？佛通通都具足了，对不对？那我们为什么要修供养？好，对，去除我们的贪心，愿意供养拿出来嘛，而且要拿什么？最好的。好，这个的确，佛不需要我们供养，但是供养佛的东西为什么都要特别庄严的呢？其实是因为我们众生着相，所以你看道场都尽量把它布置得非常什么庄严，供佛的东西都很庄严，就是希望接引众生，是因为我们众生喜欢看很庄严的东西，所以供养佛的以庄严为主。好，那供养僧的呢，就比较用日常生活的物品、食用品，不太一样的。所以其实供养可以怎么样？一个是可以报四众恩德，就是我们有报恩的心，知道我们得之于人很多，所以要报恩，修供养，报佛的恩德。还有呢，舍千贪，吝啬，好，然后增长我们的福德智慧，这都在累积我们的修行资粮，所以很不容易的，要把最好的给别人，大家就可以学习了。在日常生活中，如果你今天要东西送给别人的时候，你要送什么？要去除我执嘛，去除贪心，就要把好的给别人。我们常常都会什么？不会用到的旧的给别人，是不是？他这个是最好的给别人，是这样的心来给别人。
So first, one question Fashi asks is, does Buddha need offering from us? Does he need all these things, these flowers? So some of our Bodhisattva shared, no, the Buddha, he's enlightened, he has everything. So he doesn't really need all these things. So why we need to make offerings of these dignified items. It is a convenience method to help us to get rid of the greediness. We take out our best things, the most dignified things, and we offer it to Buddha. This is part of the practice. We ordinary sentient beings, we tend to get attached to the appearance. So in order to deliver these sentient beings, our practice center, it's very dignified, it's magnificent, all the items we have here. And we do this because we want to feel grateful. We want to repay all the different kinds of grace or kindness that we receive. For example, we want to repay Buddha's grace, Buddha's kindness, repay the kindness from our parents, repay the kindness from our country, and repay the kindness of all sentient beings. It helps us to get rid of frugality that we tend to have. It helps us to cultivate blessing and wisdom.
所以对我们来讲呢，我们就可以在日常生活中修习什么？对上辈的我们要广修供养，对平辈呢要结善缘，对晚辈呢要多做布施。
So in daily practice, what we can do is, you know, upwardly for more virtuous or elder ones, we make offering extensively. For our fellow practitioners, we try to cultivate good friendship, benevolent condition. And for younger ones or for people who are in poorer and worse conditions, we try to give generously.
好，大家知道所有供养里面哪一种供养最上？好，法供养哈，法供养是里面最好的，这个大家都知道。那如果说我们有听闻佛法，可不可以做法供养？可以吗？对不对？那师父是说，如果刚开始学习的人可能没办法做法布施或供养的时候，就怎么样？先从财务布施做起，比较容易。
So among all this offering and giving, the most noble one is the offering or giving of Dharma.But, Shi Fu mentioned, if you are a beginner practitioner and you don't know how to, you know, giving Dharma, you can start with, the giving of, or offering of fortune. It will be a good beginning step.
好，所以如果我们修广修供养的话呢，就可以除我们的贪烦恼，而且得到大富饶的果报。
So, by practicing this, making offering extensively, we will gain the effects of getting rid of affliction of greediness and attain wealth.
好，接下来是第四大愿，忏悔业障。
And the fourth great vow is to repent karmic obstacles.
好，我们先念中文的，请合掌。我习所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴，从身语意之所生，一切我今皆忏悔。好，英文的部分。
For all the evil deeds I have committed in the past, created by my body, words, and mind, from beginningless greed, anger, and delusion, I now know shame and repent them all.
好，这个忏悔业障很重要哈。我们都听过什么？业不重，不会生在娑婆世界；障不重，不为凡夫。那《地藏经》里头也提到，举心动念无非是罪，这边没有改到，无非是业，所以要常常修忏悔。
So repent is a very important part of our practice. So there's this common saying that if our evil deeds are not heavy, we won't be born in this Saha world. If our obstacles are not serious enough, we won't become ordinary human being. And also in our storage sutra, it says, every arising thought, everyone is vice, everyone is evil karma.
好，那既然有些障碍，要先来知道什么叫业障呢？
So what are karmic obstacles?
哦，业障指的就是说我们有贪嗔痴无明烦恼所带动的身口意三业的造作，最后的结果成为障碍。哦，行为造成的结果就有障碍了，因为是烦恼发动行为，最后有这个结果。所以呢，根源就是要常常怎么样忏悔，因为我们的心有烦恼才会造作，要不断的忏悔。所以忏悔可以让我们怎么样，忏悔就可以让我们不断的净化我们的身心，渐渐的这个身口意三业都可以净化，最后达到清净。
So, what are karmic obstacles? They are by because of beginningless greed, hatred, and ignorance. We make mistakes or evil deeds from our mind, body, and our words.
Sweet.
Because we make these evil karmic, we have afflictions in our mind. And by repenting, we will be able to slowly purify what we do through our body, mind, and words, and eventually attain pureness in our mind. Sorry.
所以忏悔业障可以得到依正具足的庄严果报。依报就是指我们的环境，正报就我们的身心都可以很庄严。
So by repenting our karmic obstacles, we can attain the effect that our environment and our body will all be dignified.
好，所以第五大愿呢是随喜功德。好，那
The fifth great vow is to rejoice at others' merits.
好，我们来念一下偈颂。十方一切诸众生，二圣有学及无学，一切如来与菩萨，所有功德皆随喜。
I rejoice in the merits and virtues of all beings in the ten directions, the learners and the thoroughly learned ones in the two vehicles, and all thus come ones and bodhisattvas.
随喜，大家想随喜是什么意思？就是呢，别人有福有德，不管是谁，不管有多少，虽然不是我自己的功德，可是我觉得那就是我的功德，心生欢喜，这个叫随喜。
So what is rejoice at others' merit? It means if other people, they have blessings or they have virtues, no matter who they are, no matter how much the blessing or virtue is, even if it's not my own blessing or virtue, I feel as though it's my own and my mind feel happiness.
好，所以我们要练习，看到别人，不管有多少功德，我们都愿意怎么样？随喜。不管是来建寺庙也好，或者他做了小小的捡个地上的垃圾的话，你心中要随喜他。那还有呢，随喜不只是随喜别人，也可以请别人来随喜你自己。你自己觉得这件事值得去，对众生有帮助，那你就邀请别人来什么共同参与，这也是一种随喜。
So.It is very applicable to common daily life. Whatever people do, if they build a great temple or they pick up a piece of crap from the ground. So we can, you know, rejoice at their merit. And we can not only rejoice at other people's merits, we can also let other people rejoice at our merits. We can, you know, invite other people to share some practice together.
好，所以这个随喜其实是很容易修的一种什么功德和资粮，只要任何不管是谁哦，好人好事都可以随喜，在随喜的同时，他那一份功德你就怎么样也修到了，所以随喜是一个很好修的一个法门哦，所以我们要多多练习。
So, rejoicing at others' merit is actually something that is very easy to practice. Whatever, nice people or nice things and you rejoice at their virtue and merit, then whatever benefits they get, you will get that benefit too.
所以随喜功德可以除我们的什么嫉妒障碍。 然后也可以得到大眷属报，就是周遭遇到的人都非常好，也愿意算诸善知识都会在你身边出现。
So by rejoicing at other people's merits, we will get the effects of eliminating obstacle, karmic obstacles of jealousy. And we will attain the effect that relatives and friends and colleagues, people around us, they will be nice people, around us.
好，好，我们进入第六大愿，勤转法轮。
And the sixth great vows is to request Buddha to continue teaching and continue the Dharma wheels.
好，先讲一下，我们先诵一下。
十方所有世间灯，最初成就菩提者，我今一切皆劝请，转于无上妙法轮。
Before the lamps of the words of the ten directions, to those who first attained Buddhahood, I now request and beseech them all to turn the foremost wondrous Dharma wheel.
请转法轮呢？请谁转法轮？好，所以我们顺带讲一下，我先跳到后面。第七大愿是什么？这有关的，请佛住世。请佛住世是为了做什么？
转法轮。
所以要转法轮也要相对什么？请佛住世，这两个是可以归在一起齁。那我们也把请佛住世念一遍齁。
So the seventh great vow is related. It's request Buddhas to remain in this world. So we will chant this also.
诸佛若欲是涅槃，我昔至诚而劝请，唯愿久住刹城劫，利乐一切诸众生。
If there are Buddhas who wish for Nirvana, I request with deep sincerity that they dwell in the Saha world for a long time to bring benefits and bliss to every being.
所以这两大愿是在一起的，所以呢，因为佛法叫做世间的明灯，可以帮我们众生转明成悟，所以普贤菩萨为了无量无边众生得到佛法利益，所以要做什么？勤转法轮，所以相对也就是说，也请佛住世，怎么样？如果有佛要涅槃的时候，这个普贤菩萨一定会。很快的就来劝请诸佛不要入涅槃，希望能久住世间利益人间，以及一道一切的众生。
So Buddha Dharma is like lamps of the world. They enlighten. They lighten the words of ten directions. So in different realms of world, if there are Buddha who want to manifest Nirvana, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva will come over and try to persuade and request and beseech them to ask them to keep turn the Dharma wheel and to live in that world and deliver sentient beings.
所以转法轮可以除我们的慢法障，因为我们常常在勤法，还有得多闻智慧的果报。
So by request the Buddha to continue teaching, we will eliminate our arrogance with Dharma, and we will attain the effect of becoming more knowledgeable and more wise.
好，那刚刚讲请佛住世呢，也是有佛住世就是众生的福报，所以普贤菩萨为了悲悯众生，希望每一尊佛都能永住世间不入涅槃。
So In the world where a Buddha is living, it's the bliss, it's the blessing of all sentient beings in that world. And Samantabhadra Bodhisattva is very compassionate to all the sentient beings. So he wants Buddha to remain in Saha world and don't manifest Nirvana.
好，所以我们要怎么学习普贤菩萨？要劝请诸佛不要入涅槃。还包含劝请大小圣的一切贤圣者，还有我们遇到的诸善之事，都能够常住世间，饶益众生。
So how do we learn from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva for this one? We want to request and beseech Buddhas to not manifest Nirvana. We also want to request virtuous practitioners from masters from two vehicles and virtuous practitioners to stay in this world for longer and benefit all sentient beings.
所以这也通于现在世间也可以请什么诸大善知识法师怎么样住世久一点，然后说法，然后让众生得利益，这个是相通的。还包括诸位菩萨来听闻佛法，在这边听闻佛法的同时，也是让佛法可以住世，因为有人来听来学习，这个法就会继续的存在。
So what we can practice including asking and requesting Buddha and virtuous practitioners to continue living in this world. Another thing we can do is like we did today, come here and listen to Dharma talk. As long as there are people who are willing to learn about Dharma, the Dharma will exist.
好，所以请佛住世可以没有障碍，不会生在没有佛的时候，那我们就生在没有佛的时候，所以就是我们要多多发愿请佛住世，然后多护持佛法，弘扬佛法，然后也可以得到增长福慧的果报。
So by practicing request Buddha to living in this world, the effect we will get is we won't get born in the land without Buddha, you know, before the Buddha was born or after the Buddha manifest Nirvana. And we will, for example, today we live in this world without Buddha. So, and it will also have the effect that cultivates your blessings and wisdom.
好，接下来是第几大愿？第八大愿，常随佛学。
Now we have the eighth great vow, constantly follow the teachings of Buddhas.
我随一切如来学，修习普贤圆满恨，供养过去诸如来，给予现在十方佛，未来一切天人师，一切意愿皆圆满。我愿普随三世学，速得成就大菩提。
I study with the Buddhas and practice the perfect conduct of Samantabhadra. I make offerings to all the thus come ones of the past and to all present Buddhas in all the ten directions, all future teachers of gods and men, whose aspirations and vows have been completed. I will follow in study throughout the three periods of time and quickly attain great Buddhahood.
好，简单讲，常随佛学就是怎么样？佛怎么做，我们就怎么做。
So to make it easy, constantly follow the teaching of Buddhas means practice what Buddhas are practicing.
所以普贤菩萨跟所有的佛学习呢，而且希望呢，这个有写到，一切未来一切天人师，一切意乐皆圆满，就是希望诸佛的心愿都能够圆满成就。这普贤菩萨为什么希望诸佛的心愿都能圆满？诸佛的心愿是什么？ 啊，度众生啊，所以他希望所有佛的愿都能圆满，这样就可以利益什么无量无边的众生。
So here in the verses it says, all future teachers of gods and men whose aspirations and vows have been completed. So here we say future teacher of heaven realm and human realm. We want their vows and aspirations be completed. Why? Because these teachers, their vows will, they want to deliver innumerable beings. And by making sure their vows are completed, we make sure we deliver innumerable sentient beings in these different realms.
好，第九大愿，恒顺众生。
So the ninth great vow is to accommodate and benefit all living beings.
你请念，所有十方一切刹，广大清净妙庄严，众会围绕诸如来，悉在菩提树王下，十方所有诸众生，愿离忧患常安乐，获得甚深正法力，灭除烦恼尽无余。
In all lands, in all of the ten directions, vast, great, pure, and wondrous and adorned. All thus come one sit beneath the regal Bodhi trees, while assemblies circulate. I vow that every being in all directions will be peaceful, joyful, and without worry.May they obtain the proper Dhamma's profound benefits, and may all their afflictions be wiped away without exception.
好，第九大愿呢，叫恒顺众生。什么叫恒顺众生？就是众生有什么需求，无条件的给他们利益和快乐。
So,The ninth great vow is to accommodate all and benefit all living beings. It means whatever the sentient beings need, unconditionally, we give them benefit and happiness.
大家觉得众生的需求，有些时候众生要的东西，是不是真的他们需要的？好，不一定，对不对？比如说赌博的时候，三缺一的时候，你要不要去恒顺众生？要不要？好。
So, accommodating and benefit all living beings. Sometimes the sentient beings, they're self-centered. So, for example, when they are gambling and they need one more person, do you accommodate and join them? No.
大家都知道齁，所以恒顺众生有没有原则？要什么原则啊？要恒顺是他善的，对他最终有获益的，这个才能够帮助他。
So there's still principle when you accommodate and benefit these living beings. You need to follow the principle that you try to be, do things that are beneficial and benevolent for them.
好，所以这个恒顺众生，这个普贤菩萨最主要教我们，是以自我为中心，还是以众生为中心？以众生为中心哦。所以最终目的是为了众生的利益来做服务。
So in the end, the emphasis of this vow is to making sure that we change from being self-centered to let the sentient being be our center and try to benefit them.
好，所以就是要常常想到不要都别人随顺我们，顺从我们。我们要学习什么？恒顺别人。我们都希望别人听自己的，对不对？所以这就是一种自我中心。可是你修，当我们不断练习恒顺众生的时候，就可以除我执的障碍。
So when we accommodate the ban and benefit all living beings, we eliminate the obstacle of self.
好，第十大愿，普皆回向。
The tenth great vow is transfer all merits universally.
好，请合掌。所有礼赞供养福，
请佛住世转法轮，随喜忏悔诸善根，回向众生及佛道。
I pay homage to hosts and blessings,
praise them and make offerings. I request that the Buddhas remain in the world and turn the Dharma wheel. The good roots gained from following them and rejoicing them in their merits and virtue, and from repentance and reform, I transfer to living beings and the Buddha path.
好，回向指的是什么？一种分享。把我们拥有，不管有形的、无形的、精神、物质的，都可以怎么样分享给别人。好，所以回向也有层次的，四个层次：回己向他、回凡向圣，就是我们的好的东西给别人，从凡夫慢慢怎么样往圣人的方向来修持；回小向大，就是什么？把我们的心量变大，扩大，回小向大，小圣也转向大圣。然后第四个是回一切功德向无上菩提，最后这个回向的层次都希望一切众生都能怎么样成就佛道。这四个层次里头是最后一个的是什么层次最高。
So there are four layers of transfer merits, and the idea emphasis of transferring merit is the idea of sharing. So the first layer is you transfer the merit from yourself to others. The second is you transfer from ordinary sentient beings to masters and virtuous practitioners. And the third layer of idea is you transfer your mind from small to grand to vast to tolerant. The fourth one is you transfer your merits to the unsurpassed Bodhi to make sure every sentient beings can attain Buddhahood.
好，那我们稍微讲一下十大愿里头核心的愿是什么？这十大愿如果真的记不起来，最后要记得两大愿是什么？常随佛学跟恒顺众生，更核心的。如果这两大愿再记不起来，要记哪一个？啊？常随佛学。你们呢？啊，其实这就是上求佛道，然后什么下化众生，简单讲。但是最终是重心在哪里？度化众生，众生第一大愿，然后跟佛学度众生，还是以众生为什么中心。所以诸佛菩萨没有众生是成不了诸佛菩萨的。
So the core of these 10 vows are the 8th vow, constantly follow the teachings of Buddhas, and the 9th vow, accommodate and benefit all living beings.
好。好，最后呢，简单讲，所以我们要学习普贤菩萨的行愿，用这个愿力，怎么样，当方向，然后配合我们的行动，最后，怎么样，成就佛道。简单讲，所以我们也要用大悲行为立足点，用大宏愿当方向。所以我们学佛必须要怎么样修行菩萨道，也应该弘扬什么普贤菩萨的行愿法门。所以请大家回家功课，可以每天多念什么普贤十大愿。
So we want to make sure we use vows as our guidance and use our conduct to fulfill this guidance. And we want to use compassionate as our standing point and the vows as the general direction. So when we're on our Buddha path, when we go back home, we want to practice Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 great vows and conducts.
好。